This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We take you guys up until 2 here on the show. We'll get to our headlines here, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Panthers, they're back on the ice tonight, taking on the Carolina Hurricanes. Paul Maurice.
Dude. Hmm? Listen, RBA Richie, please don't expose your degeneracy.
What is that?
Kennesaw Owls QB needs better eyesight. Block kick inside the 20. He's giving us the play-by-play of Kennesaw State and Western Michigan.
No, it's the Myrtle Beach Bowl, dude. You don't want to just disrespect it. Sergei Bobrovsky is in net tonight for the Cats.
Although our man, DT, did a good job.
Daniil Tarasov. Yeah, he did great. He did. He's been playing really well.
He's playing at least one of these games, right?
Oh, for sure. He'll play tomorrow. Yeah, he'll play tomorrow. If Bob's playing tonight, he's definitely going tomorrow. Paul Maurice, this is from Jameson Olive from Panthers.com on Matthew Tkachuk getting closer to return. Matthew Tkachuk, Paul Maurice says he's right on it. We're kind of moving into the phase of doctors starting to sign off on him coming back to our practices. I don't know when that's going to be, but he hasn't had a setback. He's on track. I believe he said on his podcast this week, Matthew Tkachuk's new podcast, that he's been ramped up in how many days in a row he's allowed to skate too. So everybody's been saying Christmas, like a little after Christmas, that's the target. Some have said Winter Classic debut return, that could be the day. So it feels like we are getting close to Chucky coming back. That's great news.
Cool. So who's more – well, I know, Vlad, you've said Barkey's going to be back by the end of the year. How real is that?
I mean, they said 7 to 9 months when it happened. He had MCL, ACL surgery. And
two ligaments.
Yep. But, and then he went and told Spo, I'll be back in 5 months.
I believe in Barkey.
Because Barkey might be finished Wolverine. We're not really sure.
I know, man, but there's just certain things that you, like, regardless of what people say,
he was caught doing,
the time is the time.
He was caught at, I believe, a Boca Park doing Tai Chi with no brace.
He'll be back in 4 months now.
All right.
He wouldn't lie to Eric Spoelstra.
Thank you, Richie. That's where I was getting at.
Mm.
Barkey is more important than
you. So why didn't you just get to that? Why did you got to go through the?
Yeah. Because here's why. Well, because here's why. Vlad, relax. Because it's a moot point if he wasn't going to even be back this
year.
But
he's coming back.
I think he's coming back. Like at the timeline, it could still be somewhat sometime in the playoffs. You know, but it's but we don't know. He could be a maniac with his own. I don't know if like hockey, like I don't know if that's different. Like as far as like how much rehab is and stuff.
How
like that.
How quick you can come back because it might be. It's like when Ohtani had Tommy John surgery, he could come back and play.
Right.
He could hit, he couldn't pitch. So, it varies from position to position or sport to sport. So, I don't know.
Because most sports, ACL is 9 to 12, right? Like, that's correct. Where it's kind of been.
Keep in mind, all the other sports you're planting.
Right. So.
And I don't know how that works in hockey, even though you got to dig that skate in. But, and part of the reason, if it slips out, now you're at looking, yikes.
Mike McDaniel, he just spoke to the media, and he was asked about the Tua Tagovailoa.
I can already tell his answer's long. Look, he's paying way too much attention. Look at him. Hey, Vlad, he's all up in, like, you meet a nice-looking girl at the club, and she's like, how you doing? And you're like.
He's got his hand behind his, his feet is crossed, too. His feet are crossed, too. Because, if his arms are crossed like that, his feet is crossed. Like, he's playing a part. Like, he's
like
really
he
into the question.
Too much attention.
Right, like, he's really into this question. Like, do tell.
Somebody said, let me fill up my coffee, bro.
Well, he was asked by Chris Perkins, who, of course, joins us every week on Game Day Uncensored. Perk was asking him about the Jalen Ramsey, Tua Tagovailoa chuckle fest after the game. And this is what Mike McDaniel had to say on that.
Tua spotted talking to Jalen Ramsey on TV cameras. Fans are kind of up in arms about this. J.J. Watt made a comment about it. Tua was seen laughing, and people are saying that shows that he's not professional, that he might not care about losing. That's what people are saying. What are your thoughts about that? Does that bother you? I know players, exchange jerseys post-game. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I'd be kind of like flying blind. Assessing something I haven't seen. I was very motivated after the game to watch the game tape, and that's where I spent my time. So I haven't really seen any of it. So it'd be tough for me to talk about my feelings towards it. But generally, I try to keep my focus. Where the team and the fan base and everybody, I think really needs me to be, and that's play and how to improve it, or schematically how to change things. So I kept it about football, and I don't really have much more to add on that one.
Minus one.
You want me to break that down for you?
For lying.
In so many words, Mike McDaniel said it annoyed the hell out of me.
Yep.
But the reason why he can't really say anything about it, because it really has nothing to do with the game. Well, right? And it seems very petty to go down that path.
It does seem petty, but one would also
say you already benched him.
Well, this is the thing, though. This goes back to my original theory back earlier in the week when he saw that video and he's going over film at 3-1, because the idea that he hadn't seen that video is patently absurd.
Really?
Oh, it's absurd. This many days in, he hasn't seen that video? Get out of here. I got a bridge to sell you. Are you kidding me? Of course he's seen the video. And so he's definitely seen that video. And not only has he seen the video, that's exactly why Quinn Ewers is starting.
No.
100%.
No.
Let me ask you this, guys. Do you think, especially you, Leroy, since you've been in these locker rooms and you know these situations, you think number one's lost his locker room? Like he's lost people in the locker room?
I would say this. It depends on who's in the locker room. Because I told you a conversation I had with John Randall, and we were 10-1 or 10-2, something along those lines. And we lost to I want to say Tampa, and it was just a bad, like, all around. You have one of those games. It just wasn't right. You hope you could get out with a victory, but we couldn't. And guys were just regular old Monday, you know, coming in, yucking it up, and he wasn't having it, right?
I understand.
I may or may not have said something smart, and that started it, but, you know, like, there's certain guys that carry it. See, when you're in a locker room full of people, everybody carries it differently. Everybody acts differently towards a loss or even a win. Some guys keep it even keeled on to the next week, whether you win by 40 or lose by 40, right? There's other guys that take it to heart. There's guys that take losing very personal. And to see everybody not taking it that way rubs them the wrong way.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I honestly don't.
Right.
And I honestly don't. I honestly don't think it's a weird reaction for anybody to be pissed off about it, which, by the way, Barry Jackson has reported people in the organization were displeased with it. Which, of course, because first of all, you just got bounced. This guy is the face of your franchise, and he's yucking it up with a guy who didn't want to be on your franchise, and the coach didn't want to coach him.
Right.
So there's
again, because there's so many different personalities and people handle things a certain way, it's kind of hard to get all these bodies or these people in a locker room to kind of be the same way. And most of the time you understand that. When it comes with the guy that's been playing some of his worst football, in addition to that, it rubs you the wrong way. If Tua had thrown for 400, we would feel differently. And you got to kind of stay away from that, right?
Yeah, I don't.
You got to kind of stay away from playing the result.
Well, I don't think you do, though.
How a guy, interacts with people.
I don't think you do, though. Like, I think I think there are times, like, it's not too much to ask a person to have the sense of time and place. And he's had awful, sense of that all season at press conferences and everything.
Sure, but we're incorporating the way he acted with him not caring.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he doesn't care.
It doesn't, well.
That's the way you look at it. But him personally doesn't mean that.
I think most humans it does. Like, to sit there out there and yuck it up with a guy who just kicked your ass and your season's over? Yeah, I don't know. Like, do you think we're the weird ones to feel that way? Because everybody else seems to feel that way.
I just said no. But it doesn't just – look, I used to have a thing that I would try to kind of smile and shrug everything off. Because either there was more football to be played or it's a long season, right? So, everybody handles situations differently. I know when people would get hurt and their hand would be twisted up, they'd laugh. Like, it's just...
Like Nico?
But, right. But it doesn't mean that he feels any less pain. It just means that is his way of dealing with it. I get it doesn't look good, but to say that he doesn't care because of it is a bit.
Yeah. Like, okay. But if it doesn't go to care, it once again goes to, okay, you care. Why do you think that that's an okay way to behave? Like, why do you think?
Why does this defend? This is not defending Tua, right? I've almost seen teammates fight because of the two just separate feelings about how people feel after losses.
Right, but
I'm just trying to explain to you. I understand that everybody does it differently. You don't have a locker room with just the three of us, right? It's a locker room with like 60 or 70 guys in there. Some guys contributed to it more than others, right? Some guys get mad when the guy that had 300 yards passing or 150 yards rushing or 150 yards receiving is just shrugging it off like I did my job. When the reality of it is we still lost.
Right. But
like Everybody does it differently.
But Leroy,
the optics are bad.
The optics are bad, dude. That's
it. All I'm trying to say is it doesn't mean that he doesn't care.
No, but you think Mike McDaniel cared because you thought on that answer like, oh, it bothered him.
I saw him. Like I saw him. He looked like and that's okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I think it played a part of him benching him.
No, I think it did. I think his play.
Obviously his play did.
Other reasons why. But the reason why Tua isn't playing this week is because of his
numero play. Uno. Yes, the reason is he hasn't been playing well. But I think that if you think it's crazy, the idea that Tua's sitting there laughing his ass off with Jalen Ramsey, who Mike McDaniel was beefing with months ago, and he goes, you know what? F this guy. I'm done with him anyway. We're done. He doesn't care. Let's play the rookie. I'm not saying it's the only thing. I'm saying, though, it could have been a big instigator because if he gets that and he's sitting there watching film, he goes, oh, look at Chuckles over here. How about I play the rookie?
The thing is that I tried to start this off by saying the thing that you just blew right by, right?
I'm not blowing by it.
Hold on. I said, like, this is not defending Tua. I'm just like, first of all, if you think that you're going to be in a locker room with a whole bunch of guys ranging from 35 to 21 and situations happen during the course of a game and everybody's going to handle them the same way, you're being foolish.
How many guys in your...
Go ahead.
How many guys in your time of football in an elimination game react like that after the game, and especially as a key contributor of the team? How many guys have you seen do it?
I saw guys do it after the championship game where they hung out before, you know. But like again, here, if you do everything you can to win a football game and you don't win, right? You got to be able to handle that. And it can't, like, the game's over. I get more upset when people get mad after the game about losing, but didn't do nothing during the game to not lose.
I can understand that. The over outrage. I understand that too. I get that.
So there's, and I say the same thing that you're saying about too, about the optics, right? So these guys are only doing that so the optics look good. So it looks like they care, right? When in actuality, I would rather you care during the game and stop giving me all this bravado and anger and upset and all this when the game's over. You can't do nothing about it then. Now, yes, the optics look bad. They do. All I tried to say was, doesn't mean that man don't care about losing, right? To jump to that conclusion. And to say that, oh, Mike McDaniel's looking at him like he don't care about losing. No, Mike McDaniel benches his ass because he been playing like a dog. Terrible. And that's all it should be about. If you're a coach and you walked up to that podium and said, I benched him because I don't like the optics, then your ass need to be gone too.
Well, he might be.
Yeah. It's not about, like, to say somebody doesn't care because he smiled after the game or he chit-chatted or he BS with, you know, a guy from the other team. I'm more upset at the way he damn played.
Sure.
I mean, make it about anything else.
I don't know. It's one of those things where, like, I could see, I understand, like, but if a guy just plays bad and it's like, but he's also like, man, again, like he's done this.
If he cried, would you feel better?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I would have loved that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a grown-ass man.
Nah, tears would have helped. Tears would have helped.
Who you want to see cry?
Tua. That would have been great.
Nah, if he cried, then wait a minute. No.
Been better than that. Absolutely.
If no, you know what you would have said? Look at him. He's soft.
No.
He's soft.
No.
Yes.
No.
I would have.
Yes. There's only one person I've ever called soft for crying, and it wasn't even soft for crying. It was soft because of how his tears were wiped. And that was Joel Embiid getting his tears windshield
from his girl?
Oh, wait. What about Bosch?
Chris Bosch cried like a man.
Nah.
Chris Bosch cried like a man into the carpet.
Wait, no, he didn't.
That's like a man.
No. Did he drop down?
That is exactly how you react. Yeah. He lost a championship. No. I will not
Florida
let you besmirch. He lost a championship.
Dude,
and
Evans,
he cried into the floor like a man.
Wait a minute.
Like a man.
Time out. Hey, if I recall, did he not drop to the ground and his butt was up?
Cheeks were up.
No man should ever cry with his cheeks up.
He didn't know the camera was there. Hey, he thought he was in the safe haven of the locker room. He was on the hallway to the locker room. He cried like a man.
Hey, yo.
Look, I get it, but let's just be clear. We are miserable, and here's the fact of the whole thing.
Crying with his ass up. Come on, man.
Gonzalez says Tua would wipe his tears with $100 bills.
So here's the deal. You want to know the fact of it?
Yeah.
And this is in all situations. And correct me if I'm wrong.
Twitcher.
If we are hurt or upset by a certain situation and one of the parties involved is not feeling the way we do, that pisses us off.
Oh, definitely.
And so the fact that we feel bad based on how this year is gone. They have been eliminated. Tua has been playing like crap. And we're like sulking and feel, and then we see him and he chuckling and laughing and having a good time. Okay, but that's our problem. Yeah, the optics be bad. It doesn't mean he doesn't care.
Yeah,
like,
but
that's a hard place to go to say, oh, he just don't care about winning and losing.
But what you just said, why is it so crazy to jump to the conclusion that the coach will be just as pissed off if he's ready to just jump into the film?
Because,
his season is over.
It's the coach's job, all right, regardless of how he feels about a player or whatever, right, to go onto a podium and say, I benched him because of how he acted after the game. That means his ass is going to get benched too, right? You keep it about the play. Like, yeah, there's always going to be somebody that does something in the locker room with all those guys that a coach doesn't like. Somebody going to say something stupid. Somebody going to do something stupid. Somebody going to do something ridiculous during the course of a game. Hell, Dylan's punching people in the stomach.
He's just not responsible.
Those optics aren't good. He just lost a game.
No, they won.
By luck.
Oh, they won. They still won.
They won, but
he nearly cost them. He nearly lost a game.
Right. So
he's towing a dangerous line.
From that standpoint,
I see what you did there.
I'm not, and here's the thing, I'm not defending Tua. I'm not. It just has, like, why?
I actually think, I'm not saying you're defending Tua. What I actually think is I find remarkable how you're giving McDaniel the benefit of the doubt of just making it about Quinn Ewers is better than Tua, and that gives us the best chance to win.
No.
Because that's what he's selling
us. Let's be clear. Based on what I've seen, and I don't know because I haven't seen the guy play in 3 months, but based on what I've seen, Tua's the best quarterback you got there, as bad as he's played. Now, it has gotten to the point where he has played so bad that when you are a coaching staff or an organization and now you have questions whether he's the best in the room, that's the problem. You got to make that change.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.